faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Pep, the Super Cereal, super as in Superman.
Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal, presents The Adventures of Superman.
Today, Superman, in his guise of Clark Kent and his editor, Perry White, finds themselves in danger of losing their fight against a dishonest political machine even before the real battle has begun. Listen as they question war hero Joe Martin.
Joe, what's this I hear about you dropping out of the campaign for mayor?
Yes, will you please tell us so it makes sense?
Well, I can't run for mayor now.
What? Easy, Chief, easy. Why, Joe?
Because...
Tell us why?
I don't know if we'll do any good to tell you.
Now, look here, Joe. Are you in some kind of trouble?
Yes, plenty of trouble. The kind of trouble I can't fight.
Uh-oh. I think I detect our friend Mr. Mike Hickey and his machine in this, and it doesn't smell good.
You know, few of us can be personal friends with a great sports star like George McAfee, the Chicago Bear halfback. So think of getting an action photo of him as a prize.
Right. He's in that terrific Pep photo series of famous stars. You get a photo inside every package of Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal.
Correct. An actual photo of a great screen or sports star. For instance, along with George McAfee, there's Hedy Lamarr of United Artists and lovely Virginia Mayo, starred in so many Sam Goldwyn movies. Every photo's clear and sharp. A handy, candid camera size.
Now, of course, you'll want to collect all 24 photos in this swell series, and fast. So learn to play Photo Swap, the exciting swap game. Not only fun, helps you trade your duplicates for photos you don't already have.
Remember, look for your photo in every package of Pep, those catchy whole wheat flakes that turn breakfast into fun. From the first taste, you want a bigger spoon, because it carries more Pep at every delicious trip.
I mean Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. Super as in Superman.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
When Cub reporter Jimmy Olsen was seriously injured by henchmen of Mike Hickey, political boss at Metropolis, editor Perry White swore he would drive Hickey and his corrupt political machine out of power. White opened an attack on Hickey in the Daily Planet and chose Joe Martin, war hero and brother of Beanie Martin, the Planet's copy boy, to run for mayor against the machine candidate in the approaching elections. Enraged, Hickey swore he would nip this reform movement in the bud. And the following evening, Beanie Martin came to White's office and tearfully announced that his brother Joe was in serious trouble and was now unable to run for mayor on the Planet's reform ticket. Alarmed, White and Kent rushed out to talk with Joe and found him in a reception room at the district attorney's office, where we join them now. Listen.
What's the matter, Joe? What happened?
Yeah, what do you mean by saying you can't run for mayor?
It's the truth. That dirty so-and-so fixed me, but good.
Who did? What are you talking about?
Hickey. Mr. Mike Hickey.
All right, tell us the whole story, Joe. All the details from the beginning.
Okay, here it is. You see, my father runs the news and cigar stand at the lobby of the Traymore building.
Uh-huh.
He's had that ever since the building was put up about 25 years ago.
Yes, we know that. Now, go on.
Well, this afternoon, my father was arrested.
Arrested?
What on earth for?
He was accused of being a bookie, of using his stand as a front to take illegal bets on horse racing.
Good grief.
Frame up, eh?
Well, of course. When he was arrested, a fellow was at his stand with a receipt for a bet. He said he'd just given my father money to place on a horse for him. Then the police brought Dad down to the DA's office, and half a dozen seedy-looking guys swore they'd been placing bets with him for years. They were lying.
Oh, of course they were. The filthy...
Easy, Chief, easy. Go on, Joe. Well, they took Dad down to headquarters where he was booked and locked up until I could go bail for him. It took me quite a while. I had to cash in my war bond.
Well, why didn't you come to me?
Oh, I didn't want to bother you until I had to, Mr. White, but now I need help. You see, it's clear that my father was framed, but I don't know what to do about it. He's all broken up. Traymore Building said they were going to cancel his lease and his stand. Well, so far, Beanie and I have kept it from my mother. She's not very well. She's been sick for a long time. And if she finds out about this, well, it won't do her any good. Oh, no, Mr. White. No. It's all over for me. I'm licked.
You mean you're really going to knuckle under the Hickey? Give up without a fight?
Now, wait a minute. Well,
believe me, Mr. White, it isn't because I want to.
No.
If I had just myself to consider, I'd never give up. I'd fight Hickey to a finish. And mainly because this is my town, because I've got a wife and a child. And I'd like to make this a decent place for them to live in.
Of course, Joe. We understand.
Well, maybe Hickey's machine is too powerful for us to buck against.
Oh, come now, Chief. You're not giving up, are you?
I don't know, Kent. The whole picture looks black.
The picture isn't so black. Let's prove what we can do.
Well, that's brave talk, but what can we do?
We can talk to and get the active backing of all those business, civic, and religious leaders in town, those who called and wired to congratulate you on your editorials against Hickey. Organize a reform party.
Hey, do you think maybe, just maybe, we can get an organization thrown together?
Worth a chance. Call a meeting. Get them together this evening. Invite the other papers to be represented there. I guarantee that we can pick a man out of that group to run against the Hickey machine.
Then I take it, gentlemen, that you, as the outstanding business, civic, and religious leaders of Metropolis, are ready to head a reform party that will run Mike Hickey and his gang out of City Hall.
Fine, fine.
There's a lot of organizational work to do, but first, we've got to decide on a man for mayor. Now, I've been giving a lot of thought to that, and I'd like to propose a man you all know and respect. One of the leading merchants and civic leaders of the city, George Hollister.
Wait a minute, gentlemen. While I appreciate the honor, Perry and gentlemen, I couldn't possibly serve.
Why?
My department store takes all my time. Oh. And besides, I sit on several directors' boards, so I must decline.
Oh, now listen, George. This is bigger than your store.
No, it's out of the question, Perry. But what's the matter with Bert Gray here? Bert headed the Red Cross and community chest drives for years. He's very well known and universally respected. He'd make a fine mayor.
It's impossible, gentlemen. My company has recently merged with two others, as you know. And I've been elected chairman of the board. I couldn't possibly take time to hold public office.
You see? That's why Mike Hickey runs Metropolis. Because everyone's too busy with his private affairs to take part in his own government. So we leave it to professional politicians. And then we squawk at what they do. Now, does that make sense?
Oh,
how can we expect to have a decent city or a decent country if we shirk our duties as citizens?
Now, look here, Perry. We go to the polls and vote.
Vote? Yes. But who do you vote for? I'll tell you. For the stooges, Mike Hickey and the other party bosses puts on the ticket. And you know that the only way you can have a decent government is to see that good, honest men are nominated and elected. But George is too busy with his department store. And Bert Gray is too busy with his business. And I suppose the rest of you...
Just a minute, Chief.
Chief, how about you running for mayor?
That's a good idea.
Are you crazy, Kent?
Not at all. You're even better known than Mr. Hollister or Mr. Gray. You're the editor of the largest and most influential paper in the city. Your reputation is impeccable. You'd make a swell mayor.
You certainly would, Chief. That's a wonderful idea.
No, Lois, you stay out of this. It's impossible. It's ridiculous. I can't run for mayor.
Why can't you, Chief?
Yes, give us one.
Well, I it's impossible. You know that. Well, I've got to get out the Daily Planet.
Oh,
that's
so
just what
you accuse
these others of doing.
The Planet is well organized. It can get along without you for a while, but the city can't. It needs you and men like you. Now, how about it?
Well, I don't know.
Oh,
but
come on, Chief. If you really meant what you said, you'll say yes now.
Well, it looks as if you've got me.
Then you'll run for mayor?
Yes, Kent. Yes, I'll run.
Atta boy, Chief.
Hello?
Mr. Hickey?
Yeah, who's this?
Pete, listen.
What's the idea of waking me up at 10 o'clock in the morning?
Well, I thought you'd better hear this right away. I just got a tip that Perry White, editor of Daily Planet, you know, organized a reform party. Lots of big shots are in it.
Keep talking, Pete.
White's running for mayor himself.
Oh, he is, eh? I thought the job we did on Joe Martin would scare him off.
Yeah, I guess he don't scare easy. Here, get this, boss. George Hollister is running for city treasurer. And Bert Gray for public works commissioner.
That's also enough, Pete. I don't like this. Meet me at the office in 30 minutes.
What move will Mike Hickey make now against this new and strong challenge to his corrupt power? We'll be back in a moment with the startling climax of today's episode, so keep listening.
Say, partner, what's a way to really rate with a crowd?
Well, you could treat them all to sodas, or the first to complete a Pep photo collection, all 24 pictures.
Now you're talking. You mean those swell photos of screen and sports stars you get as a prize, one in every package of Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal.
Correct. An actual candid camera-sized photo of a great star like Peggy Ann Garner of 20th Century Fox Pictures. And Adolph Kiefer, the swimming champion. And the great Chicago White Sox catcher, Mike Trex.
Now the exciting way to swap your duplicate photos for ones you haven't got. Just play Photo Swap, the slick new swap game. But be sure to carry with you at least two or more duplicates. Then you're all set to play Photo Swap anytime. For instance, say I meet my partner here. I pull out my duplicate photos and keep them covered in my hand. Then I say, Photo Swap. So he pulls out his spares and keeps them covered. Hey, Photo Swap?
Yeah.
Then swap two off the top. Now we trade the two top photos in our hand.
You see, that double swap may give each of us the two photos we need for our collection of 24 different stars in the series. Of course, if you get duplicates you already have, then use them for photo swap with other friends.
And say, want to make a happy swap at breakfast? Then swap that gotta-get-out-of-bed frown for a big smile of eating happiness. The minute you dig into a bowl full of Pep, those catchy flakes of crisp whole wheat.
Yes, sir. Kellogg's Pep, the sunshine cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. Super as in Superman.
And now back to the adventures of Superman.
After a busy day organizing the Perry White for Mayor campaign, Clark Kent and Lois Lane have dined, called on Jimmy Olsen at the hospital, and then taxied to Lois's apartment house, where Kent is saying goodnight to her in the lobby. On a table, a small radio plays softly.
Oh, what a day. I'm all in, Clark.
Yeah, me too. I'll get a good night's sleep, Lois. I'll see you in the morning.
Right. Night.
Night.
Your attention, please.
Wait a minute, Clark.
Your attention, please.
What's this?
We've just been informed that Perry White, editor of the Metropolis Daily Planet...
Chief.
...and candidate for mayor on the new Reform Party ticket, has just been arrested.
Arrested?
Charged with criminal assault.
Criminal assault?
Stunned, Clark Kent and Lois Lane stare at each other, unable to speak. Perry White, who we know would not hurt a fly, arrested, charged with criminal assault. What can this mean? Can this be the work of Mike Hickey, whose evil power has been challenged by the gray-haired editor? There's a thrill a minute in Monday's action-packed episode, fellows and girls, so be sure to listen. Don't fail to tune in again Monday, same time, same station, for Chapter 7 of Ruler of Darkness on The Adventures of Superman.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. They're new.
They're exciting.
Terrific. Color transfers of Funny Paper Folks, Harold Teen, Lillum, Shadow, and the Gumps.
Tattoo them on your T-shirts, jackets, handkerchiefs. Just press on with a hot iron and they're on to stay through lots of washing.
Six different color transfers, almost 4 inches high. And you get them as prizes only with Kellogg's Shredded Wheat.
One in every package. No box tops, no money to spend.
And no waiting. Start your collection today. Get that sweet as a nut cereal, Kellogg's Shredded Wheat.
Say, tonight's Halloween. Play safe. Don't light fires. Don't damage property. Play safe.
This program came from New York. Stay tuned now for Captain Midnight, which follows in a moment. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.